Namaste.
Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. And I am Sunil Rao here. Again, as we begin today, let us remember what we give our attention to matters. As I repeat always before I introduce something new, I would do the same today as well. And that is about attention. Our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. Now, this week I bring to your attention an excerpt which we have titled Desire for Certainty from the book titled Uncharted, How to Map the Future Together by Margaret Heffernan. How can we think about the future? What do we need to do? And who do we need to be? In her bold and invigorating new book, Margaret Heffernan explores the individuals, organizations, and mindsets that aren't daunted by uncertain certainty, but seize the challenge of making the future for themselves. Desire for certainty. In reality, without inside information, it is impossible to beat the market consistently. This is one reason why the market is increasingly dominated by passive investment funds that promise only to match market indexes, not beat them. But when we fall for exuberant forecasters, we collude in their fiction. Our desire for certainty leaves us susceptible to other people's agendas and business imperatives. This is never truer than in competitive and turbulent times, when the difference between winning and losing is so marked. Now, there ends the excerpt, and I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you have purchased it and not yet picked it up, pull it out of your shelf or wherever you've kept it and start reading it. Once again, I am sure you will enjoy reading it. If not, you can buy a copy from the following link. That is, if you can see the link while listening to the podcast. If you can't, then you can log on to www.mheffernan.com and purchase your copy. And do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review. And click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.